This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. You know, a lot of us grow up hearing the stories about our ancestors, but for South African choreographer Gregory Mankoma, the stories are particularly powerful. His ancestor was a 19th century Xhosa warrior who fought against the British invasion in South Africa. He worked to preserve cultural traditions and resist colonial rule. And inspired by that history, Mankoma created a dance piece, Exit Exist. It explores the connections between his past and present and also features musicians singing the Xhosa language. Exit Exist is in Durham. It's part of the American Dance Festival. Gregory Mankoma. Got it right the last time. Welcome. Welcome. It's good to have you on the program along with Tobela Mpela, Zipewe Nkambinde, Olesile Bongwana, Timothy Moloi, and guitarist Giuliano Mottarelli. How'd I do? How'd I do? Close? Did I get kind of close?
No, no.
Welcome. Welcome to the State of Things. Gregory, tell us how you got involved in dance.
Yeah, it's a long story, but to cut it short, I grew up in a township of Soweto, Orlando East, and I lived quite close to a hostel which housed many migrant laborers who were coming from different parts of Southern Africa. And over the weekends, they would be performing their own traditional forms. And I was intrigued with what they were doing. And I thought, you know, that was quite moving. And I started taking what I was seeing from traditional movements and fusing them with modern dance forms. Because at home, I was introduced to the pop culture through the medium of television. So I saw Michael Jackson for the first time on television.
Well, you know, it's one thing to be interested in wanting to dance and wanting to get involved in pop culture. When did you begin to think about becoming a choreographer?
Well, I don't think there was really a particular time where I thought this was really the moment of deciding that I want to be a choreographer. I think it has evolved over time. When my interest in dance was formulating, I also gained an interest in creating and making work. But already I was making work without even realizing in the 80s before I got formal training. I was already putting steps together and creating choreographies without even understanding what I was really doing.
Well, tell us about this piece we're going to stage at ADF, Exit Exist. Tell us about it.
Well, Exit Exist is one part of me that is going back in time in order for me to understand my own identity. And in doing so, I came across, you know, this interesting character, Chief Mankoma, who the story I've been told by my grandmother over the years, that he was a great warrior and he fought for the true liberation and emancipation of black people in our country. And for him, it was important that we preserve our languages, we preserve our traditions. It was also important that we also protect our own wealth, which at that time, the currency of the time was land and cattle. So he fought to protect those.
And he was a direct ancestor of yours who was who was imprisoned on Robben Island.
He was imprisoned on Robben Island twice. And, I mean, also interesting, he also died there under mysterious circumstances in 1873. And when we speak of Robben Island, we only speak of Robben Island of the Mandelas and the other political prisoners. Hence, we forget that there's been also other leaders who fought the same struggle.
So it's an important site in the colonial history of South Africa, to be sure, and it played that role from the beginning.
Absolutely.
That place. So Exit Exist incorporates live music in the Xhosa language.
The Xhosa languages.
Yes. Tell us about that and about the effort to preserve the language.
Well, when I started working on the piece, I was already familiar with the writings and the music of Simphiwe Dana, who's one of the composers in the piece. And I started, you know, talking to her about the possibility of working together because her music is already grounded in the Xhosa language. And I found there was depth in her writing, and it was speaking a lot more to what I was saying and what I wanted to bring out in the work. So I started working with her in this, and we decided that we will, instead of her being on the show, we will get four a cappella singers who will then transcribe her music to male voices. And eventually we got Giuliano in as well, who I've worked with in another project in which toured Europe and the US. And when I met Giuliano, there was, I think, it's one of those things that, you know, it's a key and a lock, that there was just that merging of this artistic ideas, and we wanted to work together and put something together, and then Exit Exist was one of those projects that we wanted to really pull forward and work together on.
And we're going
to
hear a sample of that, right? I click with an accent, don't I?
You do, and I think, you know, with
a
more
kind
practice.
Of an accent. You can tell I'm from out of town, can't you?
Yeah.
Could we hear a sample of some of that great music right now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Guys, which one are we going to start with?
Dimi Nawe.
Dimi Nawe, yes.
From Exit Exist, which you can see at Reynolds Industry Theater in Durham, June 14th through the 16th, part of the American Dance Festival. Choreographer Gregory Mancoma. Almost.
Mike
Mahoma is here with us along with some of the singers who make all that happen. I want to say Mahoma, and then I turn and you become Jewish all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Crazy. It's not what you are. Tell us what we see on stage while all this beautiful, beautiful music is happening.
Well, there are so many images that we portray through the body, through the music. And also, we use video as well. And the set itself, it's a very simple set, which transforms as the piece progresses. And it was important that every element was thought through because it becomes an extension of a story. The music becomes very much an extension of a story. The set itself and the singers themselves, also they transform through true movement as well. So there's always something that it's not just myself as a dancer, but everyone who's on stage and every element that's on stage is very much part of the piece,
including sand and oil. What part do they play?
Including sand and oil, I worked with a director in the piece, James Ngobo. He's a South African director, and when we were thinking about the work, we thought, you know, to put all these elements and around the story of this man who obviously has a huge history in the country, that to do it in an hour and put all these elements of his life will be impossible. So we wanted to create a ritual that was giving multiple images at the same time. So, for instance, if you see soil falling from the sky, it actually symbolizes many things. You know, it can be also a river flowing. It's also blood being shed. So there's so many symbolisms that have multiple images.
And then the idea of ritual then also calls the past into the present and allows us to relive and re-inhabit a past.
Absolutely. And also sometimes we rewind the tape, but at times we actually fast forward the tape. So there's those images that help us to do that.
Can we hear some more music right now?
Absolutely. What else? What do we give?
Troubled soldier.
Troubled soldier, yes. He was a troubled soldier.
Deadened by the future past.
Music from Exit Exist, which you can see on stage at Reynolds Industry Theater in Durham, June 14th through the 16th, part of the American Dance Festival. I want to thank all of you for being on the program. Choreographer Gregory Mancoma is a choreographer, along with Tobela Mpela, Sepewe Nkabinde,
Olisile,
Mangwana.
Yes.
Timothy Molloy, and guitarist Giuliano Modarelli. I should get the Italian name right, because that's me. Yeah. I want to leave you time to play this out, but I want to tell everybody that this is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Thank you all for being on the program.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having us.
One more time. Can we hear some music?
Yeah.
Umakoma, mfana kancinci urhahabe. Umakoma, umakoma, mfana kancinci urhahabe.
Umakoma,
umakoma, mfana kancinci urhahabe. Umakoma, umakoma, mfana kancinci urhahabe.
Hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, h